Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of HodgePodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children to jump the very best.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, a place where we try to get all of you that want to be entrepreneurs to take what you have and to share that with others and take more input from others. But that's what the show is about, pretty much. But anyway, I'm here this evening with a special guest, Mr. Bill Cochran. That's number one. Bill, good to see you. How you been?
Good. How are you, Gene? I'm nice to be with you. Enjoy listening to your show every Wednesday.
Well, that's good. And our trusty engineer, Mr. Ed. Ed, how you doing this evening?
Howdy, Mr. Gene.
I'm doing okay. Ed's the guy that makes everything work. Anyway, so for those of you not familiar with the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play. And Ed, if you got them, let them go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
I don't know how I know, but I'm gonna find my purpose. I don't know.
Look here. Right here to find that purpose on the Employment Opportunity Hour. Whoops, on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. And I'm just adjusting the mic. And can you hear me okay? And all that sort of stuff. So, Bill, how you been?
Oh, pretty good. How you been, Gene? What do you think about the jobs? Jobs, jobs, jobs.
Jobs, jobs, jobs. It's the same way as it was 10 years ago. People were talking about jobs, jobs, jobs.
Yeah.
But not really making a dent in jobs. But if you stay around, we can talk about that on our next show anyway.
Okay.
But the entrepreneurs, I got to put it, the CEOs of companies that need workers, it does come down to jobs, jobs, jobs. And the difference is that what has changed that has helped a lot of people, or what has changed where a lot of people, there are more people looking for work than there were many years ago. Anyway, so, but the business owners are the ones who suffer, because they're the ones that have the idea and put their business together, and they're trying to make some money somehow, and then they find out that their employees aren't doing what they thought. You know, and so I have a solution for that. That'll come on the next show. But the bottom line is, because I'm an entrepreneur, so I'm bringing part of that solution to the workforce. But it's a big problem. Not only, I'm going to say it's a big problem in this country. I won't go outside this country right now, but it's a big problem because everybody wants to make money. Everybody wants to work a little differently, earn something, grow something, But so many are not in positions to do that. And the CEOs of the companies, those are the ones that are really suffering because they're wondering how come they can't get the input or the output from their employees.
Hmm.
But but all of them started as an entrepreneur. So you're an entrepreneur, right?
Yeah, I've been working mostly for myself ever since my 20s, you know. So I've had different businesses, but, you know, it's been fun. You know, it's fun to work by your, you know, with yourself and with help and employees, but it's, I never had that big of a problem getting help, you know, people to work. But mm-hmm. I was in the gasoline business, and back then you pumped gas for people, you know, back when I first started. And you could get people to pump gas and plug tires and things like that. But today it's a different game, you know. I think most of the mechanics that go to trade schools and learn mm-hmm. the trade make good money. You know, they make a lot of mechanics are making $100,000 a year, you know, as a mechanic. Mm-hmm. So, but me, that was the business I was in, and I was in the excavating business in New York. I ran machinery, and then down here I got into the hauling business with dump trailers. But it's been a challenge, but I'm glad I was able to do the things I set out to do. Mm-hmm. You know, some things you did better at than others. Some, you know, but it's today I think that I don't think the CEOs are as concerned about it as the employees. I think the employees just have a hard time finding a job that they really like. You know, you got to go online, you got to get back, and you're dealing with a lot of different. I think that's my feeling. I don't give the CEOs. They're making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. Maybe some of them making millions of dollars a year. But whether they're they need to be more creative, I think, to get help. But there's going to be a lot of help, especially with all these people coming into the country right now. Where are they all going to work?
Believe it or not, somebody's going to make a way for all that.
I know.
But I thought that since you're an entrepreneur, and did you have any other businesses that you didn't tell us about, or?
Well, my father was an excavating contractor in New York. Big, you know, he had mm-hmm. 80 men working for him at one time. He did a lot of IBM development in Poughkeepsie, New York.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, he built a lot of their built parking lots and things. And then I watched him build an airport. I grew up on his airport that he built when I was in my teens, learned how to fly airplanes and at his airport. But he was a smart man. You know, back then things were you know, a little different then. You know, he had union employees, and it was tough to work with the unions because the union bosses were hard to work with. But that's the only way you could get the work, the big work, was through the unions, you know. And now that we are today, I've done different, you know, excavating. Like I said, I can run equipment, and I did that for 7 years in the 80s. I moved back to New York, and then wanted to come back because it was too cold in the winter. But still, I wouldn't want to be trying to start out today and think it would be like it was then.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot different, I think, today.
Okay.
Now, maybe not. Maybe it's not as hard, you know, for some people. But
it might be harder.
I know you have always impressed me with the way you've gotten, where you're trying to help people get jobs mm-hmm. and learn techniques. And, you know, you and Mr. Dukes talk about the how to find a job or whatever, the science behind it all. But there's always key people you have working for you, too, I think.
Now you mentioned... some of these key things in terms of what Mr. Dukes had done, but I'd like to talk to you tonight, if you don't mind, kind of pick your brain a little bit. But being an entrepreneur, it takes a special kind of a person to make that decision to go step out there and start to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have a list of qualities that I got off the internet that talks about what qualities entrepreneurs should have. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so what I'm going to do is like they gave me some one word types of qualities, but expanding on all those qualities through your eyes. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to expand on it through my eyes so that the audience is hearing what we think of qualities. But before that, we're going to take a short break so that you hear something from our sponsors, I believe. And so I see Mr. Ed in there. He's in there doing something. He's moving around. But I got 13 things. I'm not sure we'll get to all 13.
Okay.
But in order to be an entrepreneur, somebody said you have to have these qualities.
Okay.
And if we get to all of them, fine. But if you think some are missing, those are also some qualities I'd like to know about, so we can add them to the list. Because as times change, as the world changes, you know, qualities come up a little different. And so I'd like to have you think about just different types of things that you could be doing, and as well as helping others anyway. Okay, we're going to take a short break very quickly. Listen to myself and Bill Cochran. We'll be right back to talk about qualities of entrepreneurs.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. The place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. That's what I want. That's what I want. That's what I want. That's what I want.
Money. That's what most people want, which is money. Some of them want more money, more money, more money. But I believe that as an entrepreneur, you see a way or have a thought or a dream or something that you can make more money. And you fall into that category. I'm trying to make a little bit more money. And Bill, I guess you are too. I'm not sure.
Well, we made money, so we try to make more. Yeah, you always try because you spend too much. That's sometimes, you know, we spend too much. Not, you know, things are higher today, it seems like, you know.
Oh, yeah, it keeps going up and up and up. Yeah. But some qualities that entrepreneurs have. I'm going to give you the word, and you can give me your definition, and I'll give you my definition. Really not definition, but what I think it means to me, and you might want to say what it means to you, but these are qualities that somebody said that entrepreneurs should have.
Okay.
Okay. But anyway, so the first quality is visionary. And I can start it out since you're new here. But to have the quality of a visionary, and I just kind of thought about it, a vision is, I think that you must have something that you visualize or see that could happen, and you decide to get started to go make it happen. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I agree. You got to have a vision. I mean, if you don't have a vision, you won't probably have a plan, because that's part of the plan, seeing the vision. Yeah. And the vision is, say you want to open up a laundromat, you know, you got to have a vision of buying some washing machines and finding a piece of or a restaurant. You know, if you're a good cook, you have a vision of a restaurant. But there's a lot of business you can't start because they're so complicated to start today, you know, between permitting. But the vision is important. It is. I think that's probably the key. If you visualize it or dream it or think it up or whatever, you know.
Yeah. I believe that. I believe that in order for you to have an idea of something, you have to look at if something has to be there that says if you do this, you can get that. Mm-hmm. The problem is, it didn't say how long you got to do it.
I agree. Well, it has to go between the money you can spend to start a business, and we're talking about starting a business, right?
Right
now, a business. You have to have money. You have to have a place. You have to have a plan, and you have to have a idea that that you think will work. You know, if you're a barber, you can be a barber. You can have a barber shop, but it doesn't mean you're going to make money as a business. You might be better to work in a barber shop, or if you're a bowling alley, you know, you know, there's all kinds of concepts. I wanted to start an ice cream stand up in Crystal Beach there a couple years ago. There was one closed up, and I was the first one to look at it, and I had a great opportunity. And the guy that bought it, now he's got one of the biggest ice cream shops on Alter and 19 in Palm Harbor. He's busy but he spent a lot of money, and he had a vision to go in there and. He started right before COVID. During COVID, he wasn't doing that good. But now you can't get in the place.
Wow!
And I like cooking hamburgers, so I thought maybe I could sell hamburgers and ice cream would go with hamburgers. But you know, I didn't move on the idea. You know.
Okay. Quality number two: willing to sacrifice.
Well, it depends on your age. Depends on age. The motivation you got. If you're young, you know, if you got kids, if you got, you know, you're older, you're going to sacrifice time. Mm-hmm. It is worth something. But if you're willing to sacrifice going into business for yourself, I think you gotta take the jump. If you got the backing, if you have the money behind you, and you can get by, you got to bring the money back in. So. You know, like you look at Dunedin, I can remember when Dunedin was like a ghost town. You know, now look at it.
Really?
There's restaurants, there's businesses. Every place you look, you see the people walking up and down the street, and there's a lot of things going on. But it's tough. It's hard to know. The timing is a lot of the sacrifice. Depends on your age, I think. You know, what age you're at.
Yeah. I looked at sacrifice, willing to sacrifice. I mean, you give up something that you may have been doing, or and you give that up in order to go get started on your business. Could be family, spouse,
could
be your children, it could be your neighborhood. It might involve moving. It might involve you getting an additional job or actually leaving a job.
Mm-hmm.
You give up something to get something, and so if you're not willing to give up something to get something, then most likely you won't follow through to become an entrepreneur.
That's the whole key is giving up something to build something that will help you to survive financially and peace of mind is a lot of it. Something you like, do something you like.
Yeah. I think I've sacrificed a lot of years working on my dream, but I've seen some results along the way. So the results keep me going to realize that the more results that I get done or accomplished or whatever, at some point I may be at the point where I says, I've made my dream come to what it is.
You'd make your dreams come true by jumping in, you know. Like my father would say, jump in and see how it works. But it's nothing wrong with even if you fail, you can't say you're not a success because you're a successful failure. And then you get on to the next. You go on to the next, and you just keep going until you,
keep going.
Achieve what you want. Yeah. Like you said, you've lived a good life and you've had a good run at it. I mean,
I've had a good run at it.
You might have
had fun.
You might have done something else and maybe you wouldn't be so doing what you wanted.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So I think that with most entrepreneurs, it's doing what you want or what you visualize. It's the journey. I think once you make it, you want to go do something else. You want to start something else again.
Well, sometimes depends on who's working for you and helping you and managing your time. You know, you gotta, you know, you like there's a restaurant is something I always liked. I always liked maybe sell hamburgers, you know.
Really?
Yeah. And I always thought about that, but I never.
Not too late.
It looked easy because of McDonald's and all these. You never see them close. You know, just keep building more, you know, kind of like a bank. So
hey, well, I mean, if you get to that point, you want to try it. Never too late.
No.
But anyway, the next one says not swayed by others, and have to have a quality so you don't let the others sway you. And anyway, so I looked at that as all the naysayers, people who say you can't do this or this won't happen or you got to be out of your mind or you could be doing something else. All those types of people that would try everything to do to keep you from doing what you would like to do or visualize doing. And so I think there's just a lot of people out there that they're trying to help you, but they're trying to help you by swaying, by trying to pull you off track.
Well, they mean well sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they don't understand that vision that you might have. And they don't want to see you. Let's say you have a nice job as a fireman, and you're going for a pension after 20, 25 years, and you're 10 years, you get sick of being a fireman. They might say, and you want to get into your own business, but you're taking a gamble that, you know, you're going to lose all that time that you had as a fireman and get into a... Some of the most successful people were told not to do something.
Exactly.
And they did it.
Exactly.
And the person that told them not to do it, you know, we're just trying to help, I think. I think there's always a good in every you know, every bad. You try to figure it out. But it is a hard choice sometimes, depending on what you're doing, you know, like you're doing.
It's a choice. It's always a choice.
It's always a choice, you know.
It's always a choice, but I've said this on another show, you need the naysayers there in order to have you work on your goal, your dream.
Mm-hmm.
And so you should expect them to come along. You just got to know how to handle them.
Right. And you're right. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right about it. And then Florida, you have the tourists, like you might go into a marina, like over on Clearwater Beach, and you walk in, and you know, they're selling shirts, and they're selling postcards, and then across, they're selling chips, and, you know, for the people to go out in the boats. Now, who's making more money? Who's happier? The ice cream shop across in the marina, like there's five different places, and you wonder, how did they all... achieve,
all
and you know
in,
they've all got expenses, and they've all got, but they have an idea, and they probably, you know, sometimes you got to tread lightly, but sometimes you just got to jump in and do what you do and see what happens, you know.
Yeah, that's the first thing. Just jump in.
Jump in.
Because that's the only way you're going to find out.
Yeah.
And the water's cold when you jump in sometimes.
Sometimes it's,
and sometimes it's too hot.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, you got to make that decision to jump.
Mm-hmm.
And there may be a ton of people trying to persuade you not to jump.
Mm.
But that vision or thought that you have, that's the motivator.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so anyway, well, that's just something to think about. But it's time that we take a short break. But we're talking about qualities that entrepreneurs should have or may have. I'm talking to Bill Cochran. He's sharing his thoughts, and we'll be right back to share more thoughts with you after this message.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Hi, this is Gene Hodge. We have great news for you. We have the opportunity to promote the Employment Opportunity Hour and the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with support from you. If you have a business, a product or service that you would like to reach a greater market to increase your sales, visibility, and profits, we can help you to do that by reaching over 3 million people in the Tampa Bay market. If you have a need for a larger market, WTAN and the show can promote you on the West Coast in the Los Angeles market, reaching about 20 million people. If that's an interest to you, send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Or call WTAN and just ask for Gene Hodge. They will connect you to me. We look forward to helping to promote your business so that you can increase your sales, profit, and visibility. We can do that by you offering contests, by offering special promotions, by giveaways. And these are some of the ways that we can help you to attract the people that you're looking for. Again, this is Gene Hodge with the Employment Opportunity Hour. Send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com.
There's no stopping. Once you decide to get started, you're going to have lots of obstacles. The obstacles are supposed to be there. The difference is that you aren't supposed to stop. You're going to get a ton of challenges all along the way. One day you may actually get there, and other than that, you'll still have challenges. And so I'm here with my old friend, Mr. Bill Cochran. Oh, you have a show too, right?
Yeah, I started back again. I was off for a while, but yeah, Tuesday, 6 o'clock.
Well, tell us about it.
It's just a show, a political show, which most people don't really...
What's it called?
It's not a good time to have a political show. It's called The Only in America Show. Only in America.
Oh, okay.
The only reason I got that is because the song Only in America of Jay Black, and it was an idea that came up, and...
Only in America.
They play that song. It's a great song. You know, when you really look at the words and you hear what's in the song and you think about this country. And like you're talking about starting a business, and like a lot of people can do it easily. You see some people make, you know, like Steve Jobs, or you look at Microsoft, or you look at Jack Dorsey of Twitter, and they're multi-billionaires, and they got all this time on their hands, but they don't know what to do with it, you know?
Send them all to me.
Send them all to you. So, everybody wants to get a piece of the pie, you know? Yeah, and you could win a lottery ticket and become a billionaire overnight in America today, you know, the way things are.
Only in America.
Who knows? Only in America.
Only in America. I'm not sure if anybody said that, but some of what we hear in the news, in the media, it really is only in America. It's not out there anyplace else.
But it depends on where you're what you're. Well, we got the freedom, you know. We got the freedom. You can't do what we're doing right now in a lot of countries. You can't talk on the radio live. You can't. There's a lot of countries don't let you do that.
Yeah.
They want to take AM radios out of cars now. Teslas. So no AM radio in a car. Now that's political. Why? Freedom of speech.
Why? Yeah.
It's the First Amendment, and because it's one of the most important amendments in the Constitution. So,
have you ever thought that it's not the freedom of speech? It's all the listeners who have to hear it.
No, it's not the listeners
that don't want to hear.
You can say it, we were always said, you know, in America growing up. See, we grew up in a different age. You know, the age is different. The age we didn't have computers. We weren't able to, but we still have the AM radio where you can get out the message to at least who's ever listening, and it's not going to be censored as long as you keep it above board, and you know, you don't go against the FCC. See, the FCC was a great organization back when it started in the 60s. I got my FCC license when I was 13. It didn't matter how old you were. You didn't have to. I got it because I worked at my father's airport. We talked to the airplanes, and to be able to be on the Unicom, you had to have an FCC license. And so I got my FCC license. And my father always said, You gotta talk like you're talking in maybe in the gym in school, you know, to the pilot, you know. So, but that's what controls the media is the Federal Communications Commission, and it's a great. It's worked for years, but they, you know, the government. I don't know why, but as we get more and more world views of the, you know, and I think they do try to censor what you say, you know.
Oh yeah, that's what they're supposed to do.
I don't think they're supposed to do that.
Yeah, we
really.
That's for another show. But we're told that we can do that, but we get restricted from doing it.
We get restricted from saying certain things.
Yeah,
yeah.
So it's really not
like fire in a movie theater. Right. Unless there's a fire.
Can't say that no more. Yeah.
You never could, really. I mean, but you did. And so they made it into a law, you know.
Well, that comes from entrepreneurs who come up with these thoughts and all that sort of stuff. But anyway, getting back to what we're starting talking about, we're talking about the qualities of entrepreneurs, and we've gone through just three of them, actually.
No, I think we're more than that.
Okay, visionary, willing to sacrifice, not swayed by others.
And then we just did the next one, didn't we?
Belief in self.
Well, you got to believe in something. You got to just as well believe in yourself. One of the hardest things for businessmen is probably, and businesswomen, is believing in yourself when you're sitting there looking at the bank account and maybe trying to feed your kids. And it's easy to give up. And you got to believe in the vision, and you got to believe in yourself that you're going to be able to maybe get that key person to work for you, or maybe make the payroll, or pay the people that are bringing in your supplies, because you know, you got to believe. If you don't believe in yourself, it's a hard, but a lot of people get by not believing in themselves in business. But
they get help and they lose
the vision, you know. They get in there and they're burned out, and then they sell the business, you know, like the ice cream stand I looked at. That guy had an ice cream stand for 30 years, and he sold it, and you know, but he got older and he didn't want to sell ice cream anymore.
And then the next quality that is on the list, be visible. What does that mean in terms of an entrepreneur? You got to be visible.
Depends on what you're doing in your business. You know, if it's an accounting service, I don't think you have to be as visible as if you have a bar on Main Street or wherever or whatever, a restaurant, say. You want to be visible. But if you're a lawyer, you maybe want to be there where you can put your sign out front, you know, and where you might not have to be as visible as somebody that's selling china in their house on the internet, you know. I guess you got to be visible on the internet.
Right, you got to be visible in some way in order for people to know that you exist or that your company exists.
And how do you do so, that? What is that secret?
I don't know the secret.
To make you visible, what would you?
I'm going to say one is it's just showing up yourself so people can see you. The next thing I'd say, based on the product or service that you're offering, have something that you can give out or something that people could read or listen to or something so that they can know what it is that you do. And I'm going to say try to find a way to get them to get something from you. I don't know if you got to give away something for free or all those types of things, but you got to be visible in order for people to know that you exist and what it is that you're trying to do. So, okay, caller, hello?
Yes, good evening. Okay. How are you, gentlemen?
We are doing fine.
Mr. Hodge and Mr. Bill, it's always a pleasure to listen to your show. And I was just trying to, because I'm coming from a little different perspective. I am an entrepreneur. This is Dee Wilkins.
Tell us who you are. Okay.
Publisher of Impact Business and Professional Magazine. And I know that you are speaking about the different qualities of an entrepreneur or anyone that is really interested in starting a business. And I must agree with everything that you gentlemen have said, but I just also wanted to add a couple of key points that I have found in my business, jumping around from different perspectives as far as different businesses.
Great.
Like Bill said that he was in the oil business. And back there in those days or in the earlier time frame of business, when it comes to gas and remember pumping gas, that was a long, long time ago. Now we have machines that do the pumping. And then you have young people today that are specializing in various aspects of gasoline or any type of business, specialization, even in as when it comes to being a lawyer, litigator. We go to school to become a lawyer, and then, you know, you have to choose. Am I going to be a attorney for the public defender's office? Am I going to be a prosecutor? There's specialization in every aspect. So I wanted to add that.
Oh, okay.
And I also wanted to cover where you were speaking about the willingness to sacrifice. Sacrifice is extremely important. I know that I've had to make certain sacrifices, especially being a woman for business.
Okay.
Well, you know, we have a whole lot going on, and women are out there taking the reins by the hand, or how you want to say it. But I believe that there are a lot of opportunities open along those lines. And I think the most important thing for me when it comes to business is having integrity and respect.
Okay.
You have to have integrity and respect for your customer, your business, yourself, and you have to be sincere.
Okay.
No matter how much you are visible, if your integrity and the respect from both sides, from the professional side as well as from the clients and your customers, if you don't have that, you really will not. All of the other qualities, although they are extremely important, and they make up the entire umbrella. Integrity, respect, and sincerity. That's, to me, those things are very, very relevant. And one has to be cognizant of that when it comes to business.
Well, that is excellent, and it's greatly appreciated. And the reason being because those two things are not on this list.
Well, I'm sure. I just felt that there are certain times. You know, the lists are good, but at the same time, we have to be. If you are out there like you and Bill, you guys know that once you make that vision, you get the vision, you put the vision into operation, you jump out there, there's always going to be water. The mm-hmm. water is either the negative, dirty water or the clean, positive water from the people that you are surrounding yourself with. So once again, here we have integrity, you have respect on both sides, and you have to be sincere and honest.
Okay.
And really, that was all that I wanted to chime in. I just always love listening to your show. I wanted to thank you and Mr. Dukes for taking the time to come out and support us in our endeavor on Saturday, which was a success. Mm-hmm. And we really appreciate Tan Talk Radio and, of course, you.
Well, thank you very much, and we appreciate you as well.
And can I just ask Bill... I know that he has his political show, and of course, you know that I am truly dedicated. We have all these councilmen, commissioners, judges, school board members running mm-hmm. for office this year. Hillsborough County has Chad, who is running for the sheriff again. So I wanted to know, on Tuesday from 6 p.m., is this on Tan Talk Radio only in America, Bill?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's on every Tuesday at 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm. 6 p.m. and mm-hmm. from 6 to when?
7. 6 to 7.
Oh, okay.
Awesome. Well, I shall be making sure, because I have some COP candidates that I'd like to either have come in and say hello to you and your listening audience, and let you know that politics is not going out of style. It is just the manner in which it is being handled.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a good saying. Politics is a necessary evil in America, and we got to have the two-party system. We can't have one party. I think there's a lot of hype in the country right now where one party may dissolve. You know, we may not even have two parties if we don't watch out, because there's always got to be checks and balances, and that's why we have elections. You know, that's my feeling.
Exactly.
But,
and
when you talk politics, it's not the easiest thing to talk about, especially on the radio, especially at dinner time. You know, it's a hard. Because you know, but it's something we got to do. We gotta. I don't think it's really any different. I think it's just the news media makes it look different. You know, than it used
exactly.
than it was. Yeah.
And I think, sir, that one of the things that you had mentioned was that there, the willingness to sacrifice. Mm-hmm. I don't think that there's any shame in failure. I think the shame is that people don't. They don't jump into the water. They don't jump in. They see something wrong, or they mm-hmm. know that they want to move forward with it, but they don't make that. They're not motivated. Right.
Yeah. Mm. It's hard. It is hard. It's harder. Probably harder than it was when I started, back in the 70s. I think it's harder. I don't know if I could get a gas station today. Like the first station was in Dunedin. Now it's a restaurant, you know, because all the stations have sold either restaurants or their beer marts. But today you don't have a lot of repair shops, and if you do, you got to have a lot of money behind you to find a location and get started. But it's possible. Anything's possible.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much for your your comments and words that we can add to this list, because I got this off the internet. I got this off the internet, so it's not my list. But I'm glad that you. It's my list now.
It's like if you asked Mr. Dukes today, when he started in his mechanical shop in Tampa years ago, he would tell you it's different than it was then. Yeah. And that's cars. Everything's different, you know.
We're evolving. But,
it's the evolution of everything. Evolves, you know, changes. But you know, I think if somebody wants to start a business, they can, and as things go, they're just hard. I think because I'm used to a different area, it's maybe, you know, somebody can, you know, that's my feeling.
Different visions will take you to different places.
Right.
I think also that if we remember, we can't do anything alone. Collaboration is extremely important, too. And that helps the businesses grow.
All right.
But gentlemen, I want to wish you a very, very blessed and happy evening. Once again, this is Dee Wilkins with Impact Business and Professional Magazine, and I hope you have a blessed day.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much for your comments and for calling in, and I know you as well.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Okay, you're listening to Dee Wilkins of Impact Magazine. But we'll be right back after a short word from our sponsor.
Test of the emergency alert system.
Thinking about starting your own business? Then you need to listen to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour from 6 to 7 p.m. There's nothing more rewarding than starting your own business. Gene will bring you tips and advice from themselves and other entrepreneurs that will help you get started. Have you already started your own business? Then call in and share your story to help other entrepreneurs. That's the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on the Tantalk Radio Network.
That's the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Wednesdays from 6 to 7, right here on the Tantalk Radio Network.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
Yes, when the going gets tough, tough get going. I believe all entrepreneurs go through that journey. I believe it. I don't know. I'm going through it. I put it that way. Because the going does get tough. We're talking about qualities that entrepreneurs should have. We had a list that we're not going to finish, but we got time for one more, Bill. Is there anything on this list that you'd like to address or...
Well, focused is a good one. Focused, humble goals. But focused is probably one of the most important, because when you do want to start in a business, you want to be focused. It's easy to get off track of what you really want to do. I think it's hard enough just to get the vision and all that going, but then you got to have sometimes friends help you financially. Sometimes you fall into a place, you just kind of stumble across a place you want to operate your business, depending on what you're going to do. Today, a lot of people are making a lot of money on the internet. I mean, people are doing all kinds of things online from their house. A lot of people don't want to go out and work in the
in the byways or the highways. Yeah. They want to work in there online, so it's harder and harder to find the good help. But I think if you stay focused and like you've been doing this for years, you're focused.
You think
and
so?
And you say you're going through a little tough time, but you wouldn't be human if you didn't once in a while.
Time.
You have those tough times, and
I'm on the edge.
But you got good. You got you're a veteran. You got a good doctor. You got a good place to go to get your health checked. You know, like you said. So, and you got good friends, and you got a good sidekick in Mr. Duke, and a good producer in Ed. You know, you got the best.
I appreciate
producer.
all of it, because that's what's got me this far so far.
And I know. I know. I've known you since, you know, a long time, and you've stayed focused. You've always stayed, especially with your show. You've always been focused, from what I can ever see.
But I have a mission. The mission is to get the word out.
And you're getting it out. You're getting it out, and the call you had, she proved it. You know, she proved it to you. You know?
And the other part of the mission, though, is since all of this is recorded, is to go back through it, label topics, and put them out on the internet.
Mm. That's a challenge. You got to find somebody that is computer. A lot of times, kids under 9 or 9 years old. One of your grandkids maybe can help you, but you know that's a challenge. Yeah,
it's a challenge. But if any of you out there listeners, if you are thinking about becoming an entrepreneur or you'd like to help an entrepreneur, feel free to give us a call. I can be reached, or you can reach me at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com, and just send it to Gene, because I'm going to be looking for people who like doing that type of stuff, marketing, promotions. And if that interests you, especially if you're in the Clearwater, Tampa area, I'd love to hear from you. But it doesn't exclude anyone. But that's all I'd like to just say. But thanks very much, Bill, for coming in.
Okay, thank you for inviting me, Gene.
Your thoughts.
Yeah, thank you.
And very quickly, tell people your show and what time.
Tuesdays at 6 o'clock, 6 to 7 p.m. Tuesday, every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday, 6 to 7 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network. Bill Cochran, thank you very much.
Okay.
And we have the employment opportunity coming up next. You're more than happy to stay around, but if you got to go, I understand.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming in. And Ed, thank you very much for making everything work. And so I'd like to have you just to know that as an entrepreneur, there's certain qualities that will allow you to go through what you need to go through to come out on the other end. Mm-hmm. And you'll discover those along the way, or just ask all the others, because we'll tell you what qualities you have and what qualities that might need improvement. Mm-hmm. Out of it will be self-discovery. But I hear the music, which means it's time's up. Frank Sinatra is singing My Way. And I want all of you out there to know that based on having that vision of what you see and nobody else, you can do it your way along with a lot of help, but it's going to start with you, and you can go make that happen. Stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour coming up next, where we help all of the job seekers, because you can do it your way.
It was
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.
House Speaker at Columbia University.
The cherished traditions of this university are being overtaken.